This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the show. I'm Rod Rodriguez, and today we're talking about we're gonna go something serious, and then we're gonna break it up and have some fun. We have a little lighthearted discussion. So up first, we're gonna talk about the Vanessa Guillen rally that happened here in Washington, D.C. Yesterday. I was there. I got to experience it for myself, a powerful event. And to help me talk about that, the wonderful, the amazing Libby Howe. So I was at the Vanessa Guillen rally yesterday. I was covering that for another podcast that I do, Military Matters, shameless plug, what up? It was interesting. I have been talking with Natalie Kwom, the lawyer, and her group, as well as the Guillens. It was a very powerful rally. It was interesting. There was some interesting parts to it, but I know you've been covering the story as well.
I have been. I wasn't at the rally, but I've been covering kind of the political, the legislative side of it. There was a congressional hearing on Tuesday of this week, I think, specifically about the sexual harassment prevention programs at Fort Hood. So before everything happened with Vanessa Guillen, they were doing an inspection. They called it an inspection, not an investigation. An inspection of the SHARP program at Fort Hood. And what that inspection revealed was that the SHARP programs at Fort Hood are up to the Army's standards. They surveyed a bunch of soldiers stationed there, different demographics, female, male, different ethnic backgrounds. And what their results showed was that the SHARP programs at Fort Hood are running the way that they're supposed to. And after things started to come to light with Vanessa Guillen, they went back to Fort Hood and even extended the survey to her specific unit and said that there were no specific differences between Vanessa Guillen's unit and the rest of Fort Hood, which is extremely concerning. And members of Congress pointed this out. Like, if Fort Hood's SHARP operations are up to standards, then there's something wrong with the Army standards, because those operations missed the sexual harassment and eventual murder of a soldier on the station.
That's exactly what I was about to say, is just because you meet the standard doesn't mean you're good. The problem could be the fucking standard. And that's the issue that I brought up several times when people are like, well, we're sending. So first of all, I've been there for numerous military inspections of many sorts. And what ends up happening is the Army, the whole process is done to the lowest denominator. So it's designed by nature to be as simple as possible. You have a checklist. So when they say, like, oh, we got these Fort Hood inspectors coming in, or Fort Bragg is sending inspectors to Fort Hood to check out a program, It doesn't mean they're looking necessarily at the effectiveness of a program. They're looking at whether the program is in place in accordance with a regulation. So most of the time, it's more like, are the files labeled in this particular way? Make sure the files are labeled that way. Are the manila folders colored the correct way? They are colored the correct way. Are they placed in the proper containment unit? They are placed in the proper containment unit. Not necessarily, is this functioning? Does this actually work? What is the effectiveness of this program? I think that's where the military has a very interesting way of hiding efficiency by saying we meet a standard that we created in the first place, but it doesn't necessarily speak to the efficiency of anything.
Right. And it was two of the female veterans serving in Congress. There are only seven of them, and two of them were part of this hearing. And it was one of them, Representative Mikey Sherrill, who said, like, if this is up to the Army standards, there is something wrong with the Army standard. The Army actually announced during that rally, which was very interesting timing, they announced the panel that they're sending back to Fort Hood to conduct an independent review, is what they're calling it. And it is four civilian lawyers, I believe, and a veteran advocate make up this panel. So it's supposed to be very independent of the military's command structure of Fort Hood's command environment. It should be a very, hopefully, objective review of what's going on at Fort Hood.
But even then, I mean, the question has to be asked, well, who are these guys? Who selected them? While I was at that rally, I'll tell you what was really startling to me was I'm out there with my audio equipment, and it's obvious I'm acting as a reporter status in a journalistic fashion, you know, got the ears and the my little shotgun mic. How many women came up to me and said, "Are you a journalist?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah, I'm a podcast journalist. I'm here covering the story." And they start with, "I have a story for you. This happened to me." I couldn't believe it. There were people there with stories that one woman in particular, she was an advocate for somebody who had been sexually assaulted. When the victim named her attacker, turns out he was connected to some like colonels or some high ranking officers, and it was like a National Guard unit. And being the advocate, she says that she was forced out of the military. Like, they forced her. There was an effort to have her retired from the Army in order for her to stop advocating for this particular person. And then while I'm talking to Natalie Kwam, the attorney for Vanessa, another woman comes up to her and says, "Hey, listen, I know you're super busy and you've got 2 minutes, but here's my pitch. My friend is scheduled to testify against her accuser, and her unit is sending her away on training. And they're basically making it that if you don't go to this training, we're going to UCMJ you. And that training just happens to be at the same time as she's supposed to go testify." This all happened within about 2 hours of being at that rally. I couldn't believe it.
It is definitely a question of, and this has come up again and again and again in these hearings, and this grassroots movement, this has been called the Me Too movement of the military. And there's a lot of hope that this is going to be the catalyst for change after decades and decades and decades of these same problems, these same hearings, these same efforts. But the hearing on Tuesday of this week, you had Department of Defense and Department of the Army officials saying, like, "We reviewed Fort Hood and they're up to standards. The Army's up to standards. Everything's kosher with their sharp And then the second panel of witnesses were two Army veterans who had experienced sexual assault or sexual harassment in the military in the 90s and had not received justice, hadn't seen their perpetrators called to justice. And we're talking about the very deeply embedded cultural problems around their experiences as females in the Army in the 1990s that are still prevalent today in 2020. There is a reckoning within this country in regard to racial justice, and it's going hand in hand with the military's Me Too movement. And this grassroots effort believes that this, if never before, is the time for that culture to significantly shift. And without a significant cultural shift, these problems are going to continue. There will be more Vanessas. It will take nothing less than a major shift in culture within the military.
Isn't it strange that we have, that this is a cultural issue? And like, I'm going to go out on a limb and say I'm guilty of inappropriate comments in the workplace. 100%. When I was brought up, my first duty station was in Germany. I was an artilleryman. I did 4 years, three and a half years as an artilleryman, all male unit, doing that life. When I reclassed to intelligence, I remember very specifically, they brought me into the first sergeant's office. And it was the first sergeant, my commander, and my platoon sergeant. And they all sat me down, all three of them. I was like, oh, I'm in trouble. Like, I was like, oh, God, no, what have I done? I'm supposed to be leaving this place. And they sat me down to talk to me specifically about Fort Huachuca. And I'm like, what's going on? And they said, Private Rodriguez, I was at the time Specialist Rodriguez, you've never worked alongside females. Female soldiers are different. They will report you for anything and everything. You have to be very careful when you go there. Shut the hell up. Don't say nothing to nobody. Stay away from them if you can. If they wear uniform, just leave them alone. And like, I was spooked. I was a private, or I was a young E4 below specialist, and they're like basically telling me that women in uniform are the boogeyman and they will get you. I showed up to Fort Huachuca and I was just like, I was shocked. I was scared. I was like, oh God, if I, you know, my drill sergeant at Fort Sill was a female. So I really didn't think that they were that, they weren't the boogeyman at the time, but the way it was kind of painted to me was that they were. There is a culture in the military of a certain attitude towards women and a certain attitude towards I guess sexual harassment and inappropriate workplace conversation. I wonder though, thinking going back to like that Air Force female captain, or is she a colonel, the one who said that basically if you want to work with males in the military, you just got to suck up the harassment, you just got to suck up the assault and deal with it. I wonder how many of the women that I served with and alongside let some of those comments go because they were trying to fit in, as opposed to being okay with potty humor on a personal level. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And one of the two Army veterans who testified, it was Lucy Delgadio and Melissa Bryant. They're very well known within this movement at this point, and they had very powerful testimonies. And one of the things that Melissa Bryant said was she was led to believe, she used the word gaslit. She was gaslit to believe that this was the price of admission to be an officer in the Army as a female. And she was dealing with very inappropriate comments from her subordinates, from her peers, from all sorts of levels of the military, and it was the price of admission. She was gaslit to believe. So this is very much, you have to wonder, and it's being called to light now more because specifically, Vanessa didn't feel comfortable reporting That is one of the aspects of this whole thing that is very significantly under scrutiny, and people want to get to the bottom of it. What makes people uncomfortable about reporting? And we all know, but how do you change that? That's a culture that has to be changed. And it's how many females like Melissa Bryant are operating under the belief that this is the price of admission. This is something that's going to happen. If you report it, you're not paying the price. You're not going to advance without this ticket forward.
There's an interesting movement in general. Maybe you've seen it. I'm going to go out on a limb here again, and I might be making some connections to, maybe this is me in my conspiracy hat. I'm seeing a lot of movement towards exposing sexual crimes. My social media, especially because I'm so kind of connected into the veteran environment, there are so many vets that are talking about Hollywood pedophilia. They're talking about, the institutional crime, the institutional sex crimes that are prevalent in large organizations or in industries. I wonder if this isn't like some type of, I don't know, like an awakening of some sort or some reckoning of some sort where folks are saying enough is enough. Like, there is something inherently different and distinct about a crime of sexual nature against anybody. I would go so far as to say, like, murder is one thing, but rape elicits a different response. Is that just me, or what are your thoughts on that, Libby?
I think we can only hope that enough is enough, because for a lot of the advocates and voices at the forefront of this movement with Vanessa Guillen, this is not new. They are not new to the front lines. They have been on the front lines of this for decades. And those individuals are saying enough is enough. And you can only imagine how difficult it must be for people who have been fighting this battle for as long as they have, and for those people to be saying, this is it. This is the end. This is changing now. It gives me hope that this is it. This is the end. Because these are problems that have been persistent within the military and within the country for decades. And the same with the racial awakening that's happening across the country. The nation is, I don't want to say in a mood, but we're in a mood.
We're in a mood. I like that.
2020 is a whole mood. And again, one can only hope that if there is a time where things have been shaken up to the degree that something will finally crack in a good way, I think it's now.
My only concern is maybe we get too serious. Maybe, and I think I'm echoing a lot of concerns that I know average people have. And when I say average folks, I mean, jokes are one thing, and I think harassment is another. I think that we should still be allowed as adults to have our fun, to have our humor, to be able to express ourselves and make fun and make light of things that are uncomfortable sometimes, that are sometimes borderline inappropriate. I think it's all about setting. I think that, you know, you're not going to go do your 5-minute set at work on, you know, sex and, inappropriate content. But there is something to be said about feeling comfortable. maybe it's about what we classify as comfort. Maybe it's going to turn into, maybe we need to change what makes us comfortable. And like you said, it's cultural. Maybe it's personal. Maybe it's, I don't know. I just don't want folks to, I just don't want to live in a world where there are thought police, there are word police and censorship, but I also don't want to live in a world where I make anyone uncomfortable because, you know, I said something that I thought was okay and it's not. I don't know.
I definitely think that's something that has to be navigated. It's kind of a concept to me of the bad kids in class have everyone in timeout, because there have been too many individuals doing horrible, horrible things that started as jokes in the office. And because that handful of horrible, horrible people did horrible, horrible things, the rest of us have to be very careful about benign comments that we make. And so it's something that has to be, it's not, cultural shifts are not easy, which I'm sure is the understatement of existence. That being able to shift this culture isn't going to be as easy as no more jokes. But that, you're right, that thought police and not being able to say things that are completely innocent, that's, it's going to be difficult to navigate not crossing that line when the bad kids in class have already crossed lines that should not have been crossed.
So folks, I think the message here is if you don't want to walk a tightrope, smack the bad kids in the class. Tell them, shut up. Hey man, you're ruining it for the rest of us. Don't be a jerk. Don't be inappropriate. Don't be gross. Choose your fights. Choose where you say what you're going to say.
And rape and kill people. Like that's probably something that we can all agree on, is that you shouldn't rape or kill anyone ever.
God damn it. Why do we have to tell people this? Like, why the fuck isn't this common sense? Look, I got angry. I get angry over that stuff because I'm a father. I've got young men. I've got a 20-year-old. I've got a 19-year-old. And I have a 15-year-old. And I have a 9-year-old. I have too many kids. But they're all boys. And men. I have never once had to tell my son, hey, we have a happy chat. Please don't rape anyone. Could you do your old man a solid and not rape anyone? Also, on that topic, did you refrain from murdering people? Like, never have I thought that's a conversation I have to have with my kid. No one ever had that conversation with me. Like, hey, Rod, could you not rape or murder anybody? And somehow I made it this far with this moral and ethical, I don't know, boundary that says you don't do that shit. Don't do that. In fact, that does turn my stomach. Like, I cannot fathom in my brain how anybody could find any pleasure, whether it's sexual or in power or in gratification, in any way, shape, or form, that rape would be in anyone's mind okay. I don't get it. That's me. I literally do not fucking get it. I don't know. But that's me. Libby, thank you so much for taking time out of your super busy schedule. Where can people find you?
You can reach me on Twitter at ECB Howe.
ECB Howe, folks, follow her on Twitter. See what she's up to. She and the rest of the Connecting Vets crew are doing amazing things. I'm going to go ahead and do our mid-episode promo here, folks. Folks, my fellow veterans, my fellow veteran supporters, my civilians who support veteran endeavors, connectingvets.com. They're doing amazing work. They cover the stories that matter to you, that matter to veterans, that matter to service members. Libby Howe is just one part of this critical machine that is out there getting the good word for you. And don't be the guy, don't be the gal, don't be the they or the them that is sitting there thinking, well, no one cares about veteran issues. People do care about veteran issues. Libby, tell us some of the stories that you cover for Connecting Vets.
I cover a lot of our active duty personnel, where they're moving, national security issues, defense issues. I am knee deep in Pentagon press briefings. Anything that's coming out of those leadership positions, I will be reporting on.
There you go, folks. Libby Howe, go follow her on her Twitter. Come over to connectingvets.com. See what we have to offer. We do podcasts. We do written stuff. We're doing these videos right here. We're on YouTube. The only thing we're not doing, I don't think we're doing TikTok anymore because apparently the Chinese are breaking in, blackmailing everyone. I don't care about, you know, blackmail. I'll dance a little jig if that's what it takes for you folks to come over to connectingvets.com. Check out our website. Check out our podcast. I promise you're going to like what you see. And that, folks, is the mid-show promo. Libby, thanks for being part of that, and I apologize for dragging you into it. Folks, next up, we just came off of a very serious topic. We're going to lighten it up a little bit, man. And am I being hypocritical when I go from sexual harassment and sexual trauma to something funny about sex? I don't know. Maybe I'm being hypocritical. Maybe I'm stepping on my own pee-pee, as it were. I don't think I am. I think I'm, as long as we draw a line between, you know, yeah, this is inappropriate, that's inappropriate, that's all that matters. That's Phil Briggs. I'm Rod Rodriguez. I'm always glad to have Phil, who does the CBS Ion Veteran Show. It's available all over the place. It's on the radio. It's on a podcast. You've heard his voice 1,000 times. This is Phil Briggs. Phil, thanks for being on the show, bud.
Rod, good to be here, buddy. And don't worry, man. This is all meant to be lighthearted. And while it might be a transition in poor taste, I promise, once we get past the transition, this is the laugh you needed this week.
Seriously. Like, that's the problem, right? Like, everything is so goddamn serious lately, man. Like, you turn the fucking news on, it's like, COVID is out to kill you. Murder hornets are out to kill you. Did you know Joe Biden is out to kill you? And Trump? Also, pedophile rings. It's like, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this has a little bit of Trump in it, has a little bit of politics in it, but really, it's just like, I don't even know if this qualifies as veteran stuff. In fact, it doesn't. Except that veterans sleep.
But you know what? This might be the paper bag. This might be a burning bag of poopies on our doorstep. Like, it's just there. Let's just stomp it out. Whatever. Let's have fun with it. Here we go. Lay it on me, Phil. What's going on?
All right. Well, this week I couldn't help but notice an article about demon sex. Dream sex with demons and witches, alien DNA, and just a ton of other crap that's just completely ridiculous, but was actually news this week.
And that, folks, is the back brief. Thanks for being on the show, Phil. That is the death of podcasts. Thanks, Phil. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no doubt. No, it gets better. Let's kill it even further. So we start off with the whole thing about hydroxychloroquine, right? Which is the only veteran connection I could make, in that that was once given to military members for malaria, I think. Whatever it was given for. It was given for something. I don't know what the hell it was. But military members have experienced hydroxychloroquine for years, and it has been prescribed for various things. And it is a treatment in some countries for apparently many diseases. So enter in this doctor from Africa. I want to say she's received her doctorate or her MD in Nigeria, but her name's Stella Emanuel, and recently she was quoted and retweeted by Donald Trump Jr., which was then picked up by the president and tweeted out to his 84.5 million followers, of a video of her saying hydroxychloroquine is necessary to stop COVID, that it's effective to stop COVID, and that masks are not necessary to stop transmission. The video was taken down. Donald Trump Jr. was put in Twitter timeout. And the more we looked at this Dr. Stella Emanuel, the weirder it got. And I'll read just some of the things that I found out about her.
Please
but,
do.
She's got all kinds of crazy videos about demon sex and how some of the biggest problems with women, or some of the biggest medical issues with women, endometriosis, cysts, ovarian cysts, things going on down there in that department, are all as a result of dream sex with demons and demon sperm being left inside the woman apparently causes all this stuff.
But of course, I mean, this is common knowledge. I thought you were going to shock us.
I shared out a video earlier this week that you can look up of Dr. Stella Emanuel called Spiritual Husbands and Wives and How Demons Are Actually Following Us Into Our Sleep to Have Sex With Us Because They Lust For Our Flesh. And the video is called like Incubus and Succubus or something like that. I don't know if when I'm asleep I'm having incubus or succubus. I couldn't get past the first 10 minutes of the video because it's so freaking crazy. But that's the world we live in. Among the other things she's been quoted on as saying, besides demon sex causes endometriosis, she's also said that alien DNA is being used in the medical community to treat diseases. Alien DNA. And she's gone on to say that in 2015, she gave a sermon on the Illuminati and their supposed agenda to bring down the United States, and also said that there's proof of this in Harry Potter, the Disney Channel show Wizards of Waverly Place, That's So Raven, and Hannah Montana, and that was all proof that there's an Illuminati and a plot to take over the country by infecting children. And, oh, she said that there are reptilian spirits, half man, half ET, that are involved in our government and that are all part of this Illuminati plan. So.
And this is a real doctor.
Yeah, and in addition to being a doctor, look up, hang on a second, let me look it up.
You know, while you're looking that up, this reminds me of an email I received about 6 months ago. And it was the best email ever. It was a Nigerian prince scam. But the scam, instead of like, you know, we have a Nigerian prince, blah, 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 it was a Nigerian astronaut. And the scam goes like this. Dear Mr. Rod, we sent a Nigerian astronaut with the Russians. He went out to their space station. We are unable to bring him back because we don't have the money to bring him back. So he's stuck on a space station, a Russian space station, all by himself in space. We can put money in your account and we'll let you keep a little bit of it. But of course, we need that money to bring him home. Please do not leave our astronaut to die in space by himself. And now I have a Nigerian, this reminded me like Nigerian doctor, Nigerian astronaut. Is this for real? Is she asking for money that that can only be put in my bank account and then we're going to save a Nigerian prince, or in this case, a Nigerian astronaut?
Yes. And I think in a way, this is a very soft sell. I don't think the hydroxychloroquine speech that she gave in front of the Supreme Court recently was a ploy for direct donations. I think that's just lunacy. But she's not just a Nigerian doctor. She's also a religious leader. And that's what I was looking up. Firepower Ministries. Look up Firepower Ministries on YouTube.
Wait, you say Firepower Ministries?
Yeah, like Firepower Ministries. And you can look it up on YouTube. The video I watched was Deliverance from Spirit Husbands and Spirit Wives. That covers the demon sex, ovarian cysts, all that action. But she has many videos on there where you can donate to Firepower Ministries, and she covers all kinds of topics. And I think for a long time she's been soliciting people for money in exchange for her religious and her medical expertise.
So, do you,
I can't even say it. Demon sex. Like,
do motherfuckers not Google people? Like if I'm going to put up a bunch of doctors to talk about a politically sensitive medical topic that people are dying from, fucking Google their name. Just the simple, like, get on the Googlays and figure out maybe, like, this person isn't the most credible human being to put in front of all these people. I mean, I'm not going to dismiss her medical credentials. Fine.
I'm going to, but I know.
Here's the thing. I know plenty of well-educated morons.
Yeah. Yes.
And you know them too. Hell, I might be one of them. You know, I got a master's degree, and I'm probably, you know, one of the dumber.
You have a master's degree?
I have a fucking master's degree. Don't laugh at that. You're not supposed to laugh at that, sir. That is uncalled for.
Well, I didn't know. That's good.
It's not. I have a master's degree in mental health counseling, and I host a YouTube channel. My money was well spent.
Something went very wrong, but okay.
But you know what I'm not doing is I'm not going out there blaming your mental health problems on sex demons. But Phil, here's the thing.
Yeah. And
it's funny because I kind of made this joke over Facebook. One of my friends was talking about something about people don't want facts anymore. And it's true. I could have a bigger following. Like right now, we were just talking about podcast stats. It's hard to break 1,000 in certain things, and certain things you think it's going to, but it doesn't. Here's how we break 1,000, Phil. You ready for this? Here's how you and I are going to get together, and we're going to break the internet. We become
bring it up.
We become psychic healers.
Yes.
You and I are going to solve COVID by psychic healing, and we're going to sell this light right here. This boom, right here. See that green light, folks? The blue light. That blue light right here. That's for healing, and for $59.95. I meant $159.95, maybe $259.95. We're going to send you one of these. And Phil and I are going to use our psychic healing powers to heal you of COVID and protect you in a biodefense shield.
And I think that's what we should do. I think this story just proves that kind of wacky nonsense is what people want to consume. And maybe it is because this is the craziest year we've ever seen. Maybe it is because there's so much anger and strife and so many problems in the world today that we're just grasping for the most ludicrous thing we can to, you know, give our brain like brain candy. You know, we just want a sugar high to feel better. But this is the sugar high that really makes me feel better. Because can I get deeper into this? Because apparently it's not just
please
demon
do
sex.
Please lay it on me.
All right, apparently it's not just demon sex. There's even more. According to Emmanuel, that people can tell if they've taken demonic possession or a demonic husband or spirit wife if they have a sex dream about someone they know or a celebrity, if they wake up aroused, if they stop getting along with their real world spouse. And I mean, who hasn't that happened to? If they lose money, or if they're generally experiencing any kind of hardship. Again, waking up aroused, dreaming of celebrities, fighting with the wife, economic hardship, any hardship. I think all of us have those things. Alternatively, you could be having sex with a witch. And I've known some witches.
This list was written by a dude that cheated on his wife. That's what happened. This list was written by a dude who was like, no, baby, no. I wasn't cheating on you. See what?
I was having demon sex.
Demon sex. And witches. And aliens.
I don't love that witch. That witch, she don't know me.
God damn it, man. I can't deal with these people.
So check this out. So apparently if you're having witch sex, well, that's called astral sex.
I'm sorry.
If you're having sex with a witch, that's astral sex. Sex in the astral.
I was avoiding that. I was avoiding that, and you went for it. You literally set yourself up for your own rebound. I want you to know how absolutely gross that is, but whatever.
Okay. Sex with witches is astral sex. Emmanuel said in her sermon that this means the person is not really a demon or a Nephilim. It's just a human being that's a witch, and they astral project and sleep with people. So witches can enter our dream space through astral projection.
Okay, will you stop saying astral, please? You're making me uncomfortable. You're making our listeners and our viewers uncomfortable. Nobody wants to see Phil Briggs like astral. Although if you're into that, for $29.95, he will be releasing his ASMR video where he just says astral for 30 minutes. Somebody right now is like, sold. I'll buy it. I'll buy two. But here's the thing, man. So we've got a fucking doctor, a legit real doctor with some interesting beliefs. Out of all that shit, out of all that crazy shit, what really bothers me, honestly, like on a real level, is that this doctor's like, oh, you don't need masks, by the way. I think it's fascinating that we're living in a day and age where something as common sense as masks prevent the spread of disease, something as common sense as that is now under fire. But like, that's not true. That's stupid.
Yeah,
okay, you know what? Next time you go in for surgery, just be like, hey, doc, how about you not be a sheeple and take the fucking mask off when you're operating on me? Because that's dumb.
Yeah.
Here's my suggestion. Here's my recommendation, Phil.
Right.
Okay. I think we need to have a national cough in each other's mouth day. Hear me out. We all walk outside of our homes. We do the opposite of social distancing. We find our neighbor and we cough in each other's mouths. We just accelerate it. You know what I mean? Like a fast burn. And it's over. Like, everybody should catch COVID. 25% of the country will die. But the survivors, one, lots of parking. Two, hey, who's this? What's going on? How unprofessional is this? That's Phil Briggs. Children invading his workspace. And thank the gods. Thank God that he stopped.
Come here.
Let's thank God that he stopped talking about certain things before children entered the room.
This is going to be hard to edit, I know.
Oh, no, we're keeping this in. This is gold, sir.
Dad. You got to say hi.
Look, hi.
You got to be on TV.
Hello.
Hi. Show everybody what you got.
A color and sticker book. I love it.
It's a demon and witch coloring
book. Yeah. Sir, I will not be party to this level of corruption.
Nice. These also ward off evil spirits. These also ward off. Oh, yes.
For $29.95, Phil will send you those stickers to ward off evil spirits.
And your own cyst removal kit right here. All right. I love you, people.
Tell him to shut the door.
But to your point, Rod, yeah, what if we did do that? What if we just, yeah, tell the surgeon, go ahead, you don't need the mask today. Go cough in your neighbor's mouth, cough in, you know, your wife's coffee. I mean, just what do we like? What is this world like? I have no idea.
Here's the funny thing. Since I started wearing a mask, and yeah. This is no bullshit. Since I started wearing a mask, I haven't gotten sick this year. Like, I got sick early on in January. We all went like ever since we've been social distancing and wearing masks. Dude, I normally catch like a summer cold, nothing.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Huh. I've been good. I had the sniffles for a little bit. I think it was allergies, but even allergies, like I got a fucking mask on. I'm not going to say like, I will wear a mask for the rest of my life. The minute we can go into a restaurant without wearing a mask, I will probably not wear a mask. But from now on, like if I'm going to get on a plane, I'm definitely wearing a mask because I realized like how gross it was. People were like doing weird stuff and touching it. I like the sanitization. I like the sanitizing planes are doing. Yeah. But let me ask you, Phil.
Yeah.
If you Googled your doctor and you found out he was putting out videos about demon sex and alien sperm and succubuses, succubi.
Astral
projections. Would you feel differently? Would you go to the doctor? Would you still go to that doctor if you found out he was that dude?
Yes, but just not for medical reasons. I would probably just go once a month to go entertain myself. Just go and like invent some problem I'm having. Like I'm waking up, you know, and I can't explain it, and I'm fighting with my wife. I mean, I would feed into the whole thing just to amuse myself. Because for the $15 copay, come on, that's priceless entertainment.
It's about the same price of a comedy club, since it's like you have to buy one drink minimum. Like, right. I'm in. I wish you would be the family physician. Like, bring the kids.
I don't know. I would, but you're right. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. It's the world we live in, and it's the best thing I saw all week. So, I love it.
Here's the thing, man. I have an aunt who said some of the crazy shit too. She would be like, "Oh man, you know, when my ex-wife was pregnant, she was like, oh, you should put an egg over her belly and like this amulet over this," and it's like, what? Like, no? That's weird. I don't know. People have their beliefs, I guess. But is it wrong to make fun of somebody for their beliefs? No, it's not wrong.
Yeah.
You don't have to like it. You don't even have to respect it, but you do have to acknowledge it.
Yes.
I think that's about it. Phil, where can people find out more about you and your obsession with astral planes, demon seeds, and succubi?
Well, you can always find all of my jazz, including astral sex and demon spirits. You can find it all at connectingvets.com. Look on the audio section, find CBS Ion Veterans, and every weekend airing on radio stations around the country, you can hear it. This week, really cool show. We've got Special Operations Warrior Foundation on there. Some great news from a doctor at the VA about what to do if you can't make rent, that unemployment benefits ran out and you're on the verge, or you might be homeless, or you could be experiencing housing instability. There are VA programs for that. And Dr. Keith Harris talks to us about that. And then my favorite thing this weekend, Evan Williams Bourbon. And we talked to two people that won the Evan Williams Bourbon American Made Hero Awards, which included $5,000 donations to the charities that they operate. And we talked to two incredible, incredible veterans, an Air Force veteran and an Army veteran you won't soon forget. They're doing amazing things with their lives now that they're out of the military. And Evan Williams Bourbon recognized that and gave him $5,000. So we'll talk to each of them, and I'll be drinking bourbon all weekend long, connectingvets.com.
And folks, he's not even drunk. He's not even drinking right now. And we're talking about demon sex and succubi. Imagine this weekend when he's all liquored up on that.
the good stuff. Folks, that was Phil Briggs. I'm Rod Rodriguez. I don't even know what the hell the show's about anymore. This is supposed to be about the news of the week, and I guess it was the news of the week. But you know what? Just deal with it. Look, the world is complicated and scary and awful right now. Let's just have a little fun with some demon sex, with some succubi and aliens and whatnot. You know what? We didn't even mention the fact that the government is coming out right now and saying, hey, by the way, aliens might exist. UFOs might exist more later. That was an actual thing this week, and the government left us with a cliffhanger. They said, we have been investigating it. There is something there, but we'll tell you next week. And now we're just waiting to find out what kind of succubi alien. Maybe she's right. Maybe this doctor's right. We're all just victims of aliens and witches and demons. I don't know.
The world is the most fucked up reality show you've ever watched.
Welcome to 2020, folks. This is the game. This year is the most fire year in history. Folks, that does it for me. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We're, of course, connectingvets.com. We are the news source that you need to be going to, checking out every day. We're covering the stories that matter to you, that matter to veterans everywhere, and the people that support veterans. Remember, if you're not a veteran, you can still go to connectingvets.com. We've got podcasts. We've got radio shows. We've got stories. One more time, connectingvets.com. I'm Rod Rodriguez. That was Phil Briggs, and we are out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.